because these kids are different. We see this guy, was it the Greek
league? French dude,
16, seven, man. He's 7'12", okay?
Right. That's
right, 7'12". Got the wingspan of a pterodactyl, all right?
Jump shot look like KD.
Chris. You know what I mean? And it's like, bro, I tweeted, whenever I see him play, I literally hear, I hear the X-Files, you know what I'm saying, theme music playing in the background. I hear that. You feel me? We need to call Mulder and Scully. Get them on the job. Because this kid, whatever egg he cracked from, you know what I mean? Whatever hatched him, be different.
We're now listening to the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast. Here are your hosts, Deontay Epps and Dane Beasley.
Welcome to episode 29 of the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast. My name is Deontay Epps, joined by Dane Beasley. And Dane, we're joined by one of our biggest inspirations that really, really helped us start our own podcast. I know back like four years ago or so, man, we started listening to this podcast with LeJethro and Dragonfly Jones, man. And we're joined by LeJethro Jenkins, man. How are you doing? Appreciate you coming on with us, bro.
Oh, no, it's nothing. Thanks for asking me to come on, man. And thanks for, you know, supporting us for that long, man. We've been doing this for a little bit, so we don't take none of that shit for granted. I mean, we're not like podcasters, like, I don't talk to my friends like, hey, I got a podcast. You should check it out. You know what I mean? Like, we never promoted this shit like that. We would just put it out here. Hey, if you want to fuck with it, you fuck with it. And it's cool that people fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's cool. But, man, I'm chilling, man, playing golf out here with the Crocs on, no socks. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be the black Willie Nelson. I'm trying to be the nigga Nelson in this motherfucker. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Bro, I saw your Instagram, man. I was like, yeah, he on his golf stuff. I'm like, bro.
Hey, bro.
Like, I can't swing nothing. Like, nope. If it ain't putt-putt, I can't do it.
Nope. I mean, I played baseball for a few years, but it helps you with, like, hip action. But it's a totally different motion. It's not natural. And also certain things that were good in baseball make your golf swing worse. But I mean, I've been out here on the driving range. You know, I used to get high and get on the driving range and slap the hell out the ball. You feel me? Just whatever. But now I'm like, you know, it's pandemic. You know, my homie played in golf. He's like, asked me to come out there and play. You feel me? I'm like, right. I might as well. Had a good round the first time I played. And you start thinking, you know, I'm like, I need to get better. I want to get better at this. So I'm going to the driving range. Driving range, how you feel like you Tiger. You know what I mean? Like, right. The mat you hitting off, it has a lot of give on it. So But the grass, that tell you all the truths. The mat be lying to you. The grass will tell you the truth. So I went out there and played yesterday. I hit a few balls really well, but did play as well as I wanted to. So, I mean, I'm taking lessons and stuff. I mean, that's the only thing, you know, I have outside of – I mean, I'm in the crib. I'm going a democratic way. You know, we ain't out here with no mask. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, mask
I've got my mask on, playing it safe, you know. So I don't I don't think I do is play golf, so –
Right, it's something to pick up, like you were saying, like ain't nothing else to do really that we can, you know, be safe and all that stuff. But one thing I wanted to ask, like LeJethro Jenkins, how did you come up with that? Is that from the Leroy Jenkins? I'm thinking Leroy Jenkins.
No. Back in the day, when I was very ignorant, I'm less ignorant. I try to grow as I get older, obviously. I would just tweet weird stuff like, Lamalcolm X, or like Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman. Like, I'm just that name, right? Mm. And it was just funny to me, you know what I mean? Like, so I was like, my name was Nichols Accomp, which is, nobody knew what the fuck that meant, but it's short for Nichols Accomplice. My family, I got like hella uncles and hella aunts. My grandads on both sides, they were Rolling Stones, you know, feel me? So like, my dad, my granddad, my dad's side, particularly, would tell my dad and his siblings, don't throw stones in the schoolyard. You might hit one of your siblings. Because there might be some kids out there that they don't know that they, you know what I mean? So, my uncles, my dad and my uncles were wild. So when they would, sometimes they would have had an experience with a particular woman And the brother would bring the woman to the, like, hey, this is my new, and he's like, they would say Nichols accomplished to let them know that she ain't new. She new to you, but right. She ain't new to me. Yeah, you know what I mean? So that was my turn. That's what I started out with. Like, that doesn't represent me well. You know what I mean? Nobody knows what that means anyway. So
yeah.
The Jethro Jenkins was like, bro, like, I was just trying to think of I'm a country ass dude. I was born in St. Louis. I was raised in the South for the majority of my life. So Jethro is the countryest name I could think of. I put Lud in front of it because it was funny. Right. And Jenkins is the blackest last name I could think of. And that's how the Jethro Jenkins came about.
Nice. And then you got Jones on the other side. So
right, Dragonfly Jones. And he from Virginia, which is country. It's just a little further north, but it's country as hell. Oh, and he's hilarious and he's brilliant. The dude, like Twitter, you could tell, like, the dude's smart, right? But like, you really don't know. Like, that dude has a brain like a trap. Like it's like he just absorbs information. And he'll tell stories about historical events that he just learned from going on Wikipedia and just hitting random and just learning about news because he just loves learning about shit. He loves history. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he'll tell a story like, I'm like, yo, if you were my professor or teacher, I would have cared in school. You know what I mean? Like, it makes him super interesting and funny. The dude is brilliant, man. He needs his own show. Like, you know, something like Drunk History. If somebody taps in, they got the producer that hears this, sign that man up. Y'all can make some money. You
know, like, he's, 'cause there's some space for it.
Yeah, there's some space for it for real, man. So,
So, y'all were very, very inspirational, big influence on what we do. You know, we try not to take ourselves too serious, but at the same time, we try to carry on some sort of conversation, especially about sports and just, you know, all things of life, everything that affects us. So what were like the building blocks that went into I'm not going to say the brand. Well, it's the brand, obviously, but what sort of building blocks went into the brand of the Jenkins and Jones podcast that we enjoy today?
You said, like, y'all was talking about how y'all keep it real chill. Y'all are yourselves, right?
Yeah.
That's all. Like, me and Tyler, we will go back and forth on Twitter and people be laughing. Mm-hmm. And they were like, y'all start a podcast. I'm like, what the fuck's a podcast? I still don't listen to podcasts. I listen to a few. Like, The Daily is interesting, but they be sounding kind of dark sometimes. But, you know, like, I don't listen to too much. But, yeah, like, it was just us being ourselves. And we would have these conversations on the phone that we thought were hilarious, right? And, like, and so, like, we was like, man, we should put this on. Like, there people talking about this podcast. Let's just do it. You know what I mean? So it's basically us being us. And like, you know, people will clean up their pod. Like, I get it, bro. There's some money out there for a good podcast is clean. Like, you know, if you want, you know, with ESPN and all these other, like, if you're working for Disney, you got to move a particular way. You know what I mean?
Right,
I just find it so hard not to be me, bro. Like, my genes strong as hell, dog. You know what I mean? Both my mom and my dad, funny as hell. They crazy as hell. They're probably the two funniest people I know. You got to be. My mom is definitely, she's top two funniest people I've ever met. So it's just hard not to be me. It's hard. So we just, we going to be ourselves. We ain't going to get in front. And, like, we was drinking. We was first because we was kind of like, work the nerves off. We was drinking a little bit at first, but now it's just like, I love jumping on him and Mike. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mike, you know, we added Mike on a couple times. I'm talking to Tom, like, man, this dude, he cool. He interesting. Yeah. It's a good vibe. You know what I'm saying? And he's smart as hell. He has great perspective. I'm like, let's throw this motherfucker on him, man. Like, and Mike's just a homie. We had like a group chat already between us and stuff that was like, yo, let's throw him on there. But yeah, Mike is great. So, I mean, when I jump on there, it's just friends. Like when I first met Mike, probably a couple of years, like, in person, he was on the pod before I met him in person, actually. It was crazy because he was just so cool. You know, it's internet age. You feel me? Yeah. Same thing with Tyler. Mm-hmm. We had a pod. We didn't have a podcast before we met, but we met online. On
Twitter, that was the question I was going to ask you, too.
Yeah, like, go ahead.
Y'all met before y'all even started. Like, you knew him on Twitter and all that before you even started a pod and became close and all that.
Yeah. Twitter is how we met. Like, this one, he had like 600 followers and I had maybe like 60. And I'm like, oh man, this guy has 600 followers and he's talking to me. You know what I mean? And so we was going back and forth about our family. Like, we was talking about the crackhead or not. Family members that, you know, struggle with drug addiction. You know what I mean? Like, you know, or geekers, we call them in St. Louis. You know, family, like, so we talk about that geeker uncle that, you know what I'm saying, you know, struggles with addiction and how, like, we was laughing about that. He laughing instead of crying type stuff. And he was like, this guy is funny. He's tweeted that, you know, and he followed me. And then two other people followed me because he tweeted the two extra followers. Wow, bro. Like, this dude got some pull, you feel me? But anyway, like, we was laughing at that. And then we went to, like, South by a few times. We would go to New Orleans and all that. That's, like, my real life homie, dog. Like, he's one of my best friends. And so when we did the pod, like, it was just nothing. Like, and then, like, I met Mike a little bit after him already being on the pod. And I met Mike, and you know how when you meet people for the first time, it's a little weird? Yeah. Me and Mike, when we first met, it was like, I knew this dude for hella. It was so chill. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was like, we met and we was like Tyler was mad. We sent him Tyler a picture. Tyler was mad. He was like, y'all actually look happy. Y'all just met, right. Yeah. Y'all met up for the first time, and that's a genuine smile. This isn't like, hey.
Hey, look at us.
You know, like, right.
We're doing good.
This is like, yeah, that's my, like, I went to his little son, his son's, I go to Long Beach. Long Beach is great, but I went to his son's little little league game and stuff. Like, I'm a big fan of his children. He has a, like, it's his daughter. Like, you know, there's some people that when they come out the womb, they're themselves. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm still, like, it took me a while to figure out who I wanted to be. And I still work on that daily. Like, his daughter knew who she was as soon as she hit the – when her feet touched the ground, Maya was Maya. You know what I mean? Like, but it's, yeah, like, I love his whole family, bro. Like, it's a lot of love shared between all three of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's one of the beautiful things. Like, you know how the internet so wild and crazy as it is, but to have like a story that comes through like organically like that, and it for it to just work is amazing. And then you're now working with Yahoo Sports in some capacity with Dunk Bait.
Uh-huh.
Did they reach out to you or like, bro, how did that work, man?
I was working a job I hated for years in St. Louis. St. Louis is where I was born. I became a man in St. Louis. Favorite city in the world. But I had to get the fuck up out of there because I didn't have the opportunities I needed, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Went to Atlanta to go to art school, art direction school. Got was there for like a few semesters and then got a job offer in New York and then got a job offer in L.A. Job offer in L.A. was working with Kevin on stage. Kevin on stage is the homie. So I was like, man, I trust Kev. I'm going to say this. I preach this every time I get the chance to. Kev on stage, there's not a more genuine human being on the planet. Kev, like, anything, like, I celebrate Kev's. I celebrate all my friends' wins like my own. But just to see somebody win the way he's winning and is solid of a human being, you know what I mean? Just like, it's abnormal to see people that solid, that successful. He does everything the right way. I am so impressed with that, man. But like, yeah, but like, I was like, I'm working. Like, even the job off of New York was like 30K more. And I said, I'm going to LA because I want to work with Kev. Like, I just, man, you know what I'm saying? Funny. Like, you know, I mean, I've been broke majority of my life. Shit, I don't, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm used to being broke. It ain't going to hurt me, you know what I mean? Right. I mean, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I missed it. You know, I ain't go, you know, but at the same time, it's like more about enjoying the job and having the best opportunity you can. And I made a rest decision because, like, the company took some hits later on, the other company I was working for. So I made a best decision. But anyway, so then I'm at that job for a minute. And my homie that worked at Yahoo was like, yo, there's a job, you know, where you social media. Basically, I was just going to be running their social media platforms. And talking about basketball, I'm like, the NBA social media platforms. I'm like, this job was based. I've done this my entire life. You know what I mean? Like, this is what I'm saying. So I have to apply for this. So yeah, like, yeah, I got the gig and I just, to be honest, like, I've had to work on getting comfortable being on camera. Like, I'm a homebody. I'm introverted. I'm not weird around people. Like, I'm comfortable, you know what I'm saying? I do enjoy people, but when I come home, the best part of going out is going home. You know what I mean? When I come home and plug in, I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm alone in my own space. You said what?
It's the in your element.
Right. You feel me? So, but I was creating stuff and they're like, you know, we want you on camera. They let me create Dunk Bait and, Yeah, so yeah, but it's like it was like the leading as far as like social media performed the best of all the the content. So yeah, man, it's like I just try to do things that allow me to be myself, and that has worked well for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So even if it's less money, the goal for me is not to make the most money. You know what I mean? Like, there's a number I would like to get to. So I say, fuck everything. Yeah. Just go move away and hide and live off the residuals of my investments. You know what I mean? Of course, we all got that. Yeah. But to get to that number, if I ever do, it'll be hard. But I want to be able to enjoy the people I'm working with and what I'm doing. Can I be myself as much as possible? Yeah. That's my goal. Like, that, when I look at a job or opportunity, I'm like, is there space for me to be me? And if I can do that, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm Gucci. You feel me? But like, if I had to operate in a way that's not natural to myself, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, my brand is me. Tyler's brand is himself. Garnabasio, his brand is him. They are just like they are on social media. You feel me? And I like, look at DZ Mirror, how successful they've been. You know, that's the American dream to me. Them niggas are saying nigga on television.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and being themselves, and they just, and people just happen to like it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like,
I think people genuinely gravitate to that anyway, just like, because you live in a world where everybody's so fake, and just to have people just be who they are.
Especially on TV. Yeah. Especially on TV. You know what I mean? But like, I think authenticity, everybody talk, it's a buzzword, authenticity. Nobody wants fucking authenticity. A lot of these companies, they don't. You know what I mean? Nah. Very few give you the space to move how you move and trust you. And I'm thankful for that. You feel me? But like, yeah, like, they've been authentic. And I think that's, you know, I think that's beautiful. That's important. You know what I mean? That's extremely important to me, to be authentic to myself.
Yeah. And the funniest part, I remember when you first like kind of took over the social media handle, people were like, why are y'all tweeting? Like, why are Yahoo Sports tweeting? Like, I thought that was the funniest thing, bro.
First, they were like, Yahoo Sports? What is this? Okay. Secondly, it's like, yo, they dropping some heat. What is this? You know what I mean? Like, okay, Yahoo, what's going on? You know what I mean? But it, like, bro, like, it this is a thing, man. A lot of companies, they try to speak in television, like people speak on TV, on the internet. I mean, you got to find a middle ground. You can't. Yahoo Sports was not my personal Twitter account. I can't talk in the same way, obviously. Right. But you have to, you know, you got to stand out, but at the same time, blend in. Like, you don't have, like, if you look at, like, companies like, what, McDonald's and Taco Bell or whatever, like, you know, that people follow them because they're funny. Like, it's interesting. They found a good way to, like, kind of, like, speak the same language we speak. So, you can't, you know, if you want to, you know, move in that way, you can't, like, change the rules of the internet and try to speak on some really, you know, like, nobody wants to, bro, keep that. Yeah, go take that to a website with the old people. You know, we over here having fun, dog. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah. Like, when I write like articles or whatnot, I approach it a little differently. Like, I do even every video, like even the one with like Bob Cousy. I researched the hell out of that, bro. Like. I could have wrote a collegiate essay, you know what I'm saying? MLA, what, it's APA format, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so when I dropped it, I knew people was going to be kind of like, some people were going to be heated, particular demographic for sure. Yeah. But I knew I had, like, you know, numbers to back my thoughts up, you know what I mean? So I approach it like that, but I mean, the delivery's a little different, but when I write my articles and stuff, I deliver it a little different, but it's still very much me, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you read differently from like on when you're sitting down to read an article than you read on Twitter. You know what I mean? True. So it's more of the consumer and how they perceive the content. You know what I mean?
So we've seen from afar that you have the ability to interact with a lot of individuals in the entertainment industry as well as the sports industry. Uh-huh. Was there a particular person that you interacted with? It was like, you know, man, this is real deal happening, or something that just brought you down to like, okay, this person's real cool. I didn't imagine this conversation was gonna go like this.
Bro, like, I've actually had a chance to like build a friendship with Bomani Jones. You know what I mean? We're like, bro. Let me tell you about, I'm a preacher about Bomani too.
Really, I already feel like, man, I am like,
but listen, for me, I've been wanting him and Todd to get on something because they may be two of the smartest people I know. Like, Bomani, the way he sees things, and it's like, we all are seeing the same thing, but he'll mm-hmm. find another aspect that we haven't peeked. You're right, right. Yeah. Connected. It's beautiful. But like, Bomani Jones is a real one, bro. Like, looking out for us. You feel me? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Use him as a reference for the gig, from a gig I got now. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nate Jones is somebody who's tight, who's been really cool too. I'd say the big, big moment where I was like, I got kind of emotional. It was on camera too. It wasn't supposed to be on camera, but they were like, "We're using this. This is good content." They were talking. They asked me about. I ran. I did a morning run with Pacquiao.
Okay.
One of his fights, he was fighting at 40. I think he was fighting. I think I was fighting the light skinned dude with the braids, and that's probably like 17 boxers that are popular. But anyway, I forget his name. But he's a puncher. I forget his name. But anyway, he ended up winning. So I went on a run, and then Kevin Ioli, who is a G in combat sports, like especially in boxing, like he is a known guy. Kevin Ioli didn't know me, and I sat around talking boxing with him a little bit. Mm-hmm. Before he had to interview Pacquiao. And Kevin Ioli invited me to the table. He didn't have to do that.
Man.
So I'm eating breakfast, a post-run. I was going to run with Pacquiao and be thankful, talk about my experience and go home. Yeah. Kevin Ioli was like, come sit with me. Sat next to Kevin Ioli, who's a legend in that sport as far as in reporting. And I'm sitting there talking to Pacquiao, and he's letting me ask questions. And I'm like, I that was a moment, because when I was working at Jabba Haider, I listened to Currency a lot, and I've really liked boxing, and I would watch Pacquiao like fights, as well as on YouTube, as well as just watch him hitting the bag. I thought he was just so the power he could, you know, from that small body, the power he had, you know, I just wanted to watch his mechanics. And so I'm sitting at this job on YouTube watching these videos, and I'm like, now I'm actually getting paid to work out with the man. And have a legend like Kevin Ioli ask me, yo, come sit next to me, like at the table eating breakfast. Mm-hmm. That's like, bro, like that's the type of shit that was to Kevin, that was a normal thing, right? Because he's mm-hmm. a real one. White dude. I don't know if you're here with Kevin. Kevin, white dude. It's just, you know what I'm saying? He's just a real one. It's normal to Kevin. He just chill, laid back. But to me, I'm like, that's the type of stuff that touches me, bro. You know what I mean? Where like a dude like him is like, he sees me hitting a golf ball. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Let's play golf next time we are. Or it's like SVP, you know what I'm saying? Like jumping into my mentions, and I'm like asking me to listen to the pod. He's like, come on, man. I'm like, do you know who you are?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Of course.
You know, come on. Like, this is, you know, bro, like, you know what I mean? I'm making, you know, I'm not doing, you know, I'm not anybody. You know what I mean? Like, blows my crazy, mind, man. Dude. And that's the thing too. Like, I'm so regular. I'm such, like, I always say this, I'm 5'11", regular, good looking. Like, the regularest brown you can be as a skin tone. I wear a size 11 shoe. Like, I'm basic as fuck. You know what I mean? And so, like, I never lose sight of that. I'm a country-ass dude. I know exactly where I come from. My feet are fully planted on the damn ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I see these people, I'm not a lot of times I'm not really, like, starstruck. I'm more like, wow, they're really humans, and I see what they have done as humans. You know what I mean? But I never lose sight of, like, yo, how far I've come, how far I have to go. You know, how much work needs to be done, how much work I need to do. But it's always amazing. I always appreciate everything, dog. And these people probably did these things and didn't even trip off of it. But to me, they'll forever be big for me. You know, forever be like, I'll forever be grateful. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, yeah.
That's big time, man. So LeBron and the Lakers did their thing let's down go. In Orlando. Dame Laker fan.
Yeah, oh, let's go, buddy. Yes, sir. You know what time it is?
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. So, you know, LeBron got his fourth ring, you know, and of course he celebrated. I've been going off with LeBron just and basking in everything, you know, yeah. going off on the enjoy social media that. Since then. Right, yeah. of course.
Right. 35 too. He earned that.
Yeah. And, you know, there's always going to be the tired conversation of GOAT. Who's the GOAT between him and Michael, always. You know, and people add other people's inside. In the conversation. Yeah. And to me, it's been a tired conversation because you always have people that you won't convince them. If LeBron won four more rings, you would never convince them that he's better than Michael Jordan. And you have people on the other side Brian's as well.
Same way, same way.
Exactly. Where do you fall on that? Like, and okay. do you feel like it should be in certain eras? Who should be the GOAT?
I will say this. I don't like a lot of LeBron fans either. I said things about LeBron and they get on my head. I'm like, we on the same tide, but I just don't agree with what, you know what I mean? I'm a stand though. I'll say that, you know what I'm saying? But like, this is how I feel about the GOAT conversation. Michael Jordan is my second favorite player of all time. But I'm shitting on MJ, a guy that I cried when he retired. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, if you say Michael Jordan's the best, good for you. I think differently. If you want to have a conversation about it on some just why shit, let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm not gonna argue with you though online with somebody. I don't know if you even got legs. I don't know if you are a human. You could be a bot and I'm going back and forth with you. Like, you ain't nothing but computer programming, you know what I mean? and so, I'm not with it, you know? And then that's the thing, too. When Kobe passed, like, it would never seem normal to me. It would never seem real to me. When Kobe passed, I spent so much time pointing out Kobe's negative things about Kobe. And I was never a Kobe fan, but I always respected his game before Twitter. Now we're, like, pointing out these silly shit. We can't act like Kobe wasn't must-see TV every time he touched the fucking basketball. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, like, even as somebody that wasn't rooting for him, when Kobe played basketball, I watched the game similar to the Warriors. I hate the Warriors. But whenever the Warriors suited up, that's good basketball. I'm not dumb enough not to enjoy.
Right.
I mean, like my sister paid, you know, good money to go watch them play as a LeBron stan, as a Warrior hater, because that's too pretty a basketball. If you like the game, they were frightening. Uh-huh. They were a reckoning when they came.
Everybody thought they were going to win like the next 6-7 titles. Yeah. That's how
100 years, bro. And they're going to be good next year, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm excited about it as much as I'm going to root against them. I like good basketball. So this is I'm a fan of the game before anything, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to the GOAT conversation, whatever you think, you can have it. For me, it's Bron. If you disagree, that's fine with me. But – like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not here to argue. Like Tyler I Am, who's like one of the funniest humans on the planet. I'm not here to argue. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think it's Bron. That's me. He's the best basketball player I have ever seen with my own two eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, like, especially, like, one of the things that I thought was interesting and, like, when the Last Dance documentary came out, we had a chance to interview one of the producers from there, and we asked him kind of the same thing. And so it's like the now of it. So, like, when that documentary came out, and people were like, dang, they see how Jordan was behind the scenes, you know, getting on his teammates, how he worked. You know, people like, when that came out, Jordan, or people were saying, okay, Jordan, I think Jordan's a GOAT. And then, when LeBron's doc come out years down the road,
it's gonna be
LeBron. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the now.
And it's also like it's nostalgic too. I think Yeah. Bro, like, when I was watching that doc, I got emotional a couple times because Jordan has meant a lot to my love for the game, and it meant a lot to me as just my childhood in general. Jordan just wasn't basketball. That's a difference. That's one big difference between Jordan and LeBron. Jordan was culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jordan, like, touched so many different things. Like, but that's what the thing with Cousy. Like, you know, there was people – Bob Cousy, you know, but that's their childhood. Them yelling. That's the 12-year-old that sit and watch Bob Cousy play or the 3 hour or whatever. But anyway, but I, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I may grow up and be that guy when it comes to LeBron. When 40 years from now, well, y'all don't remember LeBron James. And I will be wrong too.
Yeah.
Because these kids are different. We see this guy, was it the Greek
the
league?
French dude.
16, 7, man. He's 7'12", okay?
Right.
That's right, 7'12", got the wingspan of a pterodactyl, all right?
Jump shot look like KD.
Chris. You know what I mean? And it's like, bro, I tweeted, whenever I see him play, I literally hear, I hear the X-Files, you know what I'm saying, theme music playing in the background. I hear that. You feel me? We need to call Mulder and Scully. Get them on the job. Because this kid, whatever egg he cracked from, you know what I mean? Whatever hatched him, be different. So, like, this, chip off this. He was giving a defensive, two-time defensive player of the year.
Business.
Big problems, dog. Got a Jimmy for you if you don't want to D me. If you want to D me, I'm going by you, big. You know, we at the bucket. I don't even have to jump to dunk. Give me these two. You know, okay, you and me, give you a little step back. Got my space. I'm out of here. Let's go play D, boys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At 7'12", the man, you know, it's just crazy. And I will be wrong when I'm fussing at these kids about – because these kids, they get better and better and better. And yeah. I don't care – I mean, there's people like LeBron and Jordan who will be good top 50 players forever. You know what I mean? Like, they're the best of the best. They're the guys that will be the best players in the league if there's a league above the league. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, like guys like Bob Cousy, you know.
I laughed at that one video. I think you tweeted it, right? With the guy doing the little flip from half court back in.
With the fucking leotard on?
Yeah.
Bro, take that shit to the gymnastics.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not real. That's
not basketball, bro. Yeah. And what really makes me question, like, the players, you know, they just weren't good. The game wasn't, you know, whatever. It makes me think about how trash what was going on in their time was as far as entertainment. Entertainment had to be horrible if people spent money to go see that shit.
This is great.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Imagine what they chose that over. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what the hell
somebody
type of shit?
Like he tried to shoot a shot like he was afraid to make noise.
Right. They said he looked like, oh boy, what's that one rapper that had the little... Y'all see that video?
Ray Shrimmer.
Yeah. He looked like him. Like they said,
he was hitting the most, which is crazy. Listen, like
Ray Shrimmer, the old boy would have got buckets back in the 50s.
Yeah.
You feel me? They would have been like, we never seen anybody like this in our lives. He's a magician with the ball. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they did.
Yeah.
Like.
Great as it ever was.
Oh, fuck that basketball. Not even basketball. Joke. It's comedy. That's what it was. That was a comedy set. That was a 48-minute comedy set.
Oh, my God. Can't believe it. I watched it more than one time. Like, what the hell is this?
Because it's unbelievable. Because it's like, yo, like, yo.
No,
and we talking about the best players in this generation. Like, Jordan being the best, we kind of, like, talk shit about that. Like, he played.
Yeah.
I mean, they aren't as good as they are now, but Jordan had, there were some dogs in that generation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that generation that we saw, that we shouldn't even talk about people who played before the color television. It's just, you know what I mean? Like,
you just skip over that. It didn't happen.
Right. Of color, it didn't happen. Like before the 70s, was it basketball really, you know?
We don't know.
Right. We don't know.
So we've seen how successful the NBA bubble turned out, just how every precaution was taken. Well, for the most part, precautions were taken. And we got to see, we finally got to see the NBA Finals. Everything was successful with it. And then we switch gears and we see what product we're getting from the NFL. We're seeing entire teams getting shut down, games getting skipped because of outbreaks and stuff. What can you make of that? Would there be a way, in your opinion, could there be a way to minimize the COVID outbreak risk in the NFL, or is it just it's not possible?
I believe they're doing the best that they possibly can. The type of money it would take to get NFL teams, you know, with all the training, the trainers, and like the type of equipment you need, and all the players on like that. That's the league spent like, was it 150 mil or like some insane amount of money a week? Some silly. I don't know what it was a week, but some silly. Like the total amount was a lot. It was less than what they would have lost, obviously, but it was a lot of money to do that with much less players. You know, for you to do a whole season, I mean, it's not possible. I think they're doing the best they can. The thing with the NBA, like what I think they proved was to the government, like the quarantining works, guys. Who would have thought it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if the government would create, you know, particular laws in order to prevent people from, you know, doing dumb shit, you know what I'm saying? Like wearing a mask when you're outside. I mean, basic things. I have asthma and I've been fine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Here. Like, same we here. Good. You know what I'm saying? We are, you know what I mean? Like wearing a mask, it hasn't been, it's hard to be with. No, it's not. Stop it. You lying. Yeah. You privileged. You just don't want to wear the mask. Grow up.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fucking pandemic. We all dealing with it. We know nobody's happy about this. Not a single human being is like, yay, a pandemic, bro. Yay, I got to wear a mask when I walk out the fucking house. But anyway, like, I think to me, it just proved how quarantining works. You know what I'm saying? And they were really smart about it. And I'm just amazed that, like, Chris Paul, Adam Silver, all of them, like, what they did to put this together. Like, I'm talking to Chris Haynes. And he was like, I'm like, do you realize, like, you are in experiencing history, like things that'll be talked about 30, 40, 50 years from now.
Yeah.
You were there in it. You know what I'm saying? He was like, honestly, like he had to have a chance. He's working so hard. He's, you know, he's been killing shit. You know, had a chance to really realize. And I don't even know if the players didn't really realize that. You saw Chris Paul get a little emotional when he left. Where it was like, you know, he kind of looked at it like, wow. You know, so I mean I think afterwards they're probably thinking like, damn, that was crazy.
Definitely historic. I
mean, historic, and how they went about it was the right way, which is a way that I didn't think existed at the time when it first started. I knew it was going to be over with. I gave it like 3 weeks before the bubble burst. And I was wrong as hell, and I'm glad I was wrong. You feel me? So,
yeah. Biggest, probably, like you said, in years to come, is going to be one of the most official case studies the CDC will probably refer to because of it,
right.
it worked. How we're not able to get other 50 states to or 49 states to comply with that is amazing at this point.
Silly. It's silliness. It's silliness.
Tyler and of course Mike along the way have built such a great community on Twitter with the podcast, just the interaction that you get with people who follow along. Like, is there anything that you would think about yourself that you would do differently getting to that point to build such a place where people was like, you know what, let's talk amongst ourselves, and even if we disagree about this whole sporting thing, we can just come to a clear understanding that you can be wrong about this, I can be wrong about this, and we can go on about our day?
I don't really think I would have done anything too differently. Mm-hmm. I feel like everything kind of, you know, works together to get you where you need to be. You feel me? I think I would just listen a little more, though. I think when I first got on Twitter, you know, like I'm younger. I think I know shit. You know what I mean?
If
we keep it a buck, bro, like I've learned so much from like my black women friends. You feel me? Like, and so like I actually like at one point when I started, you know, gaining understanding about things, you know, like, you know, I get thinking around 2014 when Mike Brown got shot, opened my mind a bunch of like not just, you know, police brutality, but I started thinking about misogyny, patriarchy, a whole bunch of shit differently. You feel me? Yeah. We all kind of had an awakening around that time. You feel me? And so, you know, I think I would have shut up a little bit about some of the things that I, you know, that I thought because it was just stupid and wrong. And just listen a little more. But I remember this is when I really had a moment when I was like, bro, like shutting the fuck up is free and you should take advantage of it. I was talking to my homegirl, Hannah. She's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant woman. And she was talking about how the word female is sexist. Like I referring to women as females.
Yeah, offensive.
And I was like, shut up. I felt the same way about that, you know, the commercial when people were saying that's gay. And I thought that was cool to say. Like, I was like, shut up. But then I, you know, have gay friends and I'm like, okay, I see why that's harmful. You know what I mean?
Problematic.
You feel me? So anyway, she was talking to me and so she was trying to tell me that I'm like laughing, like, ah, shut up. And I was like, you know what? Hey, just let me hear what you got to say. I'm going to listen. Awesome. Like, you know, real, you know, haughty ass shit. Go and talk. Mm-hmm. So she starts asking me these questions. And I'm like, what does this have to do with anything? She's like, I'm just asking you these questions. I want to see if you have a certain understanding. If you don't have a certain understanding, then we don't need to continue this conversation. We can move on to something different. And it's all good. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, you know, I want to see if you have an understanding. Then we can move on. And I never heard anybody approach a conversation that way. Mm. And I'm like, this person is smarter than me, John. You have a moment with yourself. You're talking like, this person is much smarter than you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to shut the fuck up. And then also what tripped me out too is she was willing to just deal with my ignorance and be my friend and just move on if I didn't. And I'm like, is that how trash we as men are? Where like, you know what I'm saying? We're like, somebody I love and respect greatly is just willing to deal with my stupidity. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like, it just, you know, it focused on, I'm like, damn, bro. Like, and so that's how I just, that's a point. That was a turning point where I was like, people have had experiences you have and they know a lot of shit you don't. You should just shut up and listen. And so if I would have just listened a little more, I would have listened a little more. I wouldn't have just burst out with my opinion as much. But for the most part, you know, I think my most important to me, people in me, my life are like, you know, like my mom, my sister, they're people that really kind of like helped to mold me and assist me. So I think they did a good job. You feel me? But I've had some really good friends to remind me that I don't know shit. So I think, you know, I just listen to more and that's something I do now. I like to, in certain conversations, I don't always have an opinion. You know what I mean? I just sit back and listen. If I don't feel comfortable saying something, I probably should just shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like if I'm questioning the statement, just chill out, you know, and just listen a bit, you know, learn something.
Right. And to kind of go along with that, what you were talking about with your brand and who you are as a person. And, you know, you started this podcast, but, you know, you said you were just trying to, you know, let's talk about it. Let's see where it goes kind of thing. And now you with Dunkbait being, you know, black brother on screen. Now, is that something that weighs on you having that representation?
Bro, I just don't want to be a fuck nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like that, you know, like I don't want that's also one thing too is I have really honest friends. So like if I'm moving outside of myself, they do not hesitate to snatch me up on some time. You wiling. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or you being weird. So that helps me. So like I feel if like, but I don't I feel like I'm true to myself. And if I feel like I remain true to myself, I won't pull some bullshit. But yeah, to a degree, I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like I'm up there enough to where like I'm at a spot where nobody's been. You know what I'm saying? Where like I'm the first one here, I gotta set an example. But for me, I just want to be me, and I want people to see you can be you, and we can talk how we talk. And I want people that empower to see that too. You don't lose money by putting these people in places. Like, you know, I like to curse and all that stuff, but I'm also like educated. You know, some people would say I'm smart. You know what I mean? How I move and how I think about things and creative. So, you know what I mean? Like, there's, you know, it's, we all contain multitudes. You know what I'm saying? and you know, like, and I'd like to just be myself, but I think to a degree, like, you know, like I love when my people from my people, like from the city, like from St. Louis hit me up and say shit. You know what I mean? Like the people that I'm around or like that I was around a whole lot at home hit me up like, man, I'm proud of you. And that's the shit. Like that, I'm telling you, bro, money can't buy that type of shit, dog. Nope. You know what I'm saying? With somebody like, yo, if you respect and you love and that's your homie and it's just nothing to you, right? Like,
right.
Yeah.
I'm still just me. And they're looking at me like, damn, John, I remember being back here and you did this. And I'm really proud of you and how you going about that. Like, to me, like, that shit make me emotional, dog. Like, I love that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, yeah, I think for me, like, the people I love going to hold me tight, bro. You feel me? And I'm a whole them tight too. You know what I mean? And my friends are like, they're not assholes about the bluntness, but they don't hesitate to tell me if something trash or something this or something that. And I really appreciate that. I love hearing the truth from them. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of how it feels, it's always with good intention. I can always be confident in that. You know what I mean?
That's real, man.
That's huge. So speaking along those same lines, you guys make it a point to always remind people that you're at the end of the day, you're human. And with that, there's a certain immortality or immorality that you can't associate with. You're going to get old eventually. With that in mind, what type of advice or what type of influence would you spread to the young creators? What type of mantra they can go by to not in a sense be super successful or be popular or anything like that, but just to pursue their passion? What type of advice could you give to young influencers?
I think one thing is unfortunate as we get older is I still love sneakers. I still love sports. You know what I'm saying? I still love drawing. I still love creating. These are things that I loved as a kid. That shit didn't go anywhere. Yeah. Why don't we get older and put that to the side? You know, like, why don't you truly pursue things where I feel like there's a higher power. I don't think these things are in you for you not to use. You know what I mean? And if you have something in you that you want to pursue or you fit, try it. Do that. Don't let somebody else tell you can't do it. Don't tell yourself that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, pursue those things. And like, I also want I created for the Free Ski for like 7-8 years doing this type of shit. You know what I mean? Barely made any type of change off of it. You know what I mean? And I got the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to take advantage, and I'm still working and growing and getting better and doing, you know, doing different things. But it ain't overnight, man. You know what I mean? Like, what if a year 6 and a half, I said, fuck this shit. I'm gonna be a thousand with you. The day, the week before I got the job offer, the two job offers in New York, and because I actually left school because I had a job offer, and I left the art school I was in, the advertising school I was in, and the job, it went kaput. You know what I mean? Something happened with the company where, like, they went a different route. And I'm like, damn, I done stopped going to school to fuck with this. And I'm like, man, I might have to go a different route. I need to make some shit happen. I need to make some shakes. So I was looking at finance. I'm a finance major. I don't like the industry. I did not want to work in it. But I was looking at finance gigs the week before I got those two job offers.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? If I had, like, you know, kind of like, yo, you know, like, I said, let me reach out to these people and see what time it is. You know what I'm saying? All right. Like, you know, they fuck with me, obviously. Like, let me see. And I reached out to them and some things shook. And I got two good offers. You know what I mean? But if I had just said, you know what, fuck it. I remember my sister. She was there. She was like, she said when I told her that when I was looking at finance gigs like that for like a day, she was like, it made her sad. She was like, John, you didn't come out here for this. You know what I'm saying? She was like, don't do this. And the next week I got two job offers. And I think the next day is when I hit them up. The next morning I hit them up. And so it's like, dog, like, what if I just said fuck it that day? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if I just be a dude that's just being silly on Twitter? You know what I mean? Like, and what if I was 6 years and 363 days? What if I, you know, been doing it for free for that long? You know what I mean?
Right.
And just said fuck it and just went ahead with, you know, like I just think, bro, like it takes time. Mm-hmm. If you got something in you, like, and I was hustling and doing some other things to make money. I wasn't out here, what up, you know what I mean? But like, you know, do what you got to do, but also make time to do what you want to do and pursue that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying like, you know, that there's certain people that are willing to, you know, take the risk, come out to L.A. and work a serving job until they can figure it out. That's I wasn't willing to do that struggle. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I did take some leaps, did what I had to do, and also did what I wanted to do on the side and just worked double time. Like, people say you got your 9 to 5, you know what I'm saying? Come home, you work your 5 to 9. And that's what I was on. I might be up 2 a.m., 3 a.m. editing video, coming up with content. And I was just, you know, a little tired the next day, but I, you know, it was needed for me at that time. But now I get my 8 hours of sleep and I ain't playing that game. I work very hard, but also sleep a solid amount. Yeah. Bro, let's be healthy out here. It's a pandemic. Sure. Take care of yourself. But yeah, man, it's like, don't, like, it sounds very cliche, but the reason it sounds cliche is because it's true.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why people say yeah. hate a lot. And also, I remember, like, I was going to get a tattoo, and I was like, I don't want to get this tattoo. Everybody got it. He's like, people get this tattoo because it's cool, John. It's like, it looks good. That's why a lot of people got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see, you know, like, so that, I think that, like, people say these things constantly because it's constantly worked for them. And so that's what I would say, man. Like, and like, you know, all that be true to yourself, all that shit, that's real shit, bro. You know,
yeah.
it's these aren't words, dog. Like, I am living proof.
You're right.
And I'm continuing to work on it. Like I said, I got a long way. I'm not there by any means. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's worked out for me so far.
That's well put, man. And we're going to let you go. Going to have one more question for you. But once again, appreciate you coming on for us.
Many thanks.
More than grateful for you, man. But no question, man. What's next for Jethro Jenkins?
Oh, what's next? Truthfully, I don't know. I'm working some things. I can't really talk about it too much. you know what I mean? On the low, low. I don't know what's next. But I want to do some things with Jenkins and Jones. I think the whatever is next, the goal is to make, as you know, to spend as much time with people I love. And I think if I'm making money with my buddies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going in the right
way. You're going to be straight. Yeah.
We're going to be straight. That's solid. You know, like, moving with Jenkins and Jones. We want to do some stuff with that. So.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Every time we have a guest, man, we like to have them do a shout out, talk about anything they want to get out to our audience or anything like that, bro.
Shout out. Check out Dunkbait, I guess, on Twitter. You don't have to. listen to Jenkins Jones. You don't have to listen to that either. But what I do want to say is, if you're something you want to do, fucking do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't listen to Jenkins and Jones. Don't go to Dunkbait. Do what you led to do. How about that? You know what I'm saying? So, for sure. And check these boys out. Hey, this was fun, man.
Appreciate
y'all
it.
Y'all some good dudes. Y'all good at this. I was nowhere near as good at this, bro. Like,
hey, thank
flowing
you.
Questions. You appreciate know, like, thought provoking.
we had Master Tespassian on a couple of weeks ago on one of our podcasts from Report, and he said the same thing. So that coming from y'all, man, that means a lot, man. We just doing what we love, grinding, you know, like you said, just trying to see what happens, you know.
If y'all want Dragonfly Jones in them all, I could try to get him on here too. If that's you trying to get that, you know what I'm saying? You know he got
of course.
He tapped in.
But
y'all can try to get him on too. But Master, that's another real one. I met some solid ones. That's a real one.
Yeah. Hey, that Texas country, you don't meet too many from where you go. Texas got some real ones down there.
He's
full of that. You feel me?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's where another we at, too.
That's y'all from Texas?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Makes sense. That's why I like y'all.
Yes, sir.
You know, country boys, you know what I mean? We built different, you know what I mean? Yes, sir.
Throw more potatoes down, you know.
Yo, me, yes, sir. There we go. You know?
Already, man. Appreciate you so much, bro. Man, it really means a lot, man. If y'all still listening, that is LaJethro Jenkins of the Jenkins and Jones podcast. Also, Dunk Bait. If you want to listen to this episode, catch us on Apple, Spotify, all those streaming platforms. And also, you can catch us on our website, www.theduosportsandstuffpodcast.com. Take care, bro. Be safe. Mask up. All that good stuff.
Damn, likewise.
We in a panoramic.
We in a panoramic. I need mine. We in a panoramic. That motherfucker. I'm glad. I'm going to holler at y'all, boys. Y'all be
all right,
cool.
Man. Stay safe.
All right, man.